Good evening, everyone. It is Monday. It's a marvelous Monday. I hope that's what you've made it. We're so excited that we're here in this new year and just this new day and just this great opportunity to continue sharing God's word as we are closing out our week on Divorce is Not an Option. So we're excited that we're getting to share it with you all and just, yeah. Just happy to be here. So let's go ahead and get started as we bring our leader on the line. Good evening, Mr. Carr.
Good evening, Ms. Tiana.
How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing wonderful. What about yourself?
Doing great, thank you.
So y'all know how we do it. This is Monday Night Live. So if you're near a computer and you want to go online, get ready as we get ready to log on to my Facebook account, which is TeleSM Carr. I don't know if anybody else has theirs on, but make sure you just log on to TeleSM Carr, and you can catch us live. If not, stay right here. And if you do, stay here. Make sure you text somebody to get them on this open floor forum conversation, okay? We have open floor dialogue about, you know, divorce, marriage, the things of God. But before we even do that, let's just say Happy New Year, okay? Starting the new year off right and keeping it that way is very vital, all right? So I do want to wish everybody, no matter where you are, whether you're in this cold weather or warm weather, Happy New Year. All right? That's very important. With that being said, let us go ahead and open up with prayer, Ms. Tiana.
All right. Let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this great opportunity to be with you. Dear Lord, as we go forward on this call, let's do so with open hearts and open minds to just receive of you. You have truly blessed us to have this brand new day and this brand new year, and may we do so by walking in it in you. We thank you for this opportunity and this true blessing. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. All right. See, I know already we've been talking about divorce is not an option the whole week. Okay,
mm-hmm.
On Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and even tonight, Monday, divorce is not an option. And it opens the doors to so much dialogue, marriage talk, children, where your parents see you, where you see yourself, what about the wedding, what about the life after the wedding called the marriage, what about when things don't go so right or so good or in our favor. What about this thing? When should we divorce? When we should stay together? Oh, it can get complicated, can't it?
Yes, sir.
But it's a beautiful thing to have the problem solver when things get complicated out of our control. And we already have that. So with that being said, is Mr. DJ here on this evening, Ms. Tiana?
Yes, sir.
How you doing, Mr. DJ?
I'm all right. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you, man. What them dirty birds going to do?
Hey, we're going out to L.A. to handle business.
All right. Y'all heard it first here. Now, if he tells him a lie, that's the devil. So, really, dude, what about this topic? Divorce is not an option. What did you gather from this whole week?
From this whole week, I kept listening to the word divorce. And divorce is kind of common to us nowadays. What the problem is, I think, we need to focus on the word commitment. We know what divorce means. In the back of our head, whether we want to admit it or not, we know what divorce means. It's that word commitment and how strong of a word that is. And that what would make divorce not be an option. We do several things on our own, the way we want to and how we want to, but we don't honor that word commitment and the ramifications thereof. It's just like even one of the disciples, Judas. Judas walked with Christ. And you notice he made he committed the ultimate sin and betrayed Jesus. And he wanted to divorce, per se. He wanted to get out of there and just go take his own life. And it don't work that way. I'm just saying, you know, you got to honor the commitment that you have with Christ, no matter what. You know, it's easy to go this way because somebody got some money that'll pay you to do something or fall into stuff that you know you ain't got no business doing. But he doesn't do us like that, so why do we do him like that?
Mm-hmm.
We need to really honor that word commitment and what it really means. I think once we know what commitment means, we'll have better friendships. We'll have better relationships with one another as well as with him.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I just think we really need to dive off into what type of discipline it takes to honor that word commitment, especially to God. If you can't commit to God, then who am I?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that's what it is. Y'all got it?
Yes, sir.
So I do welcome everybody to the live now. We're on Facebook Live. I hope that y'all are able to see me. Can you see me, Miss Tiana? Make sure I'm there.
I am checking it out now, sir.
Okay.
Let's see. Yep, there you go.
Well, I'm there then. That's good. Happy New Year. Happy New Year. Happy New Year to everyone. Okay, how you doing, Miss Robinson and who's that, Miss Sakitha and Miss LaTanya and Miss Tamara and Miss Sherry and Miss Tamika Singleton. Happy New Year to everybody. Hope y'all doing well. So, y'all, this whole week we have been talking about what's going on, Sam? We've been talking about divorce, okay, not being an option. And y'all know when we get married, we want to stay married. Even for those who are not married, the goal is to stay there if you should happen to do so. If God puts that in your path and course to do, you want to stay there. How you doing, Ms. Monique? So with that being said, y'all, we've had a great time this whole week about this topic, and we hope that you also would share some insight on it from your experience. Maybe you have been married. Maybe you have been divorced, and please don't hesitate to chime in on here. And also, if you want to get next to a phone, how you doing, Ms. Mary? If you want to get next to a phone, you can call in at 225-364-0211. So we're going to get it. So, again, I tell everybody, Happy New Year. Okay, start that new year off right. So with that being said, Ms. Tiana, you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, Mr. DJ, are you ready over there?
Yes, sir.
All right, so let's talk about it, y'all. What we got? One of our first email questions. What do we have, Ms. Tiana?
Well, we have one from last night's call that I think will kick us off real well, which is, if a person couldn't have sex, would you be willing to marry them?
Y'all see that? How you doing, Ms. Cynthia and Ms. Darlene and Ms. Doris and Ms. Crystal and, there she go, Ms. Takia, look at them. Ms. Jennifer, how are you, Ms. Nicole? So the first question we had was, y'all, we're talking about divorce not being an option. If a person could not have sex with you, would you marry them? How you doing, Ms. Katina? Happy New Year to you too, Ms. Doris. If a person couldn't have sex with you, would you marry them? Is that a deal breaker? Mr. DJ, what you got to say about this topic? If a person couldn't have sex, would you marry them?
People are doing that today. Personally, yes. I'll say yes, I would. For one, it depends on what your definition of sex is. I'm more mature now, and I guess I would have to say the state of mind that I'm in, but if we're supposed to be about our Father's business and not even engage in premarital sex in the first place, you can't miss what you ain't had. So I would say definitely yes. The older you get, it's more mental anyway, more so than the physical, but you got all these same species and other folk out here, they not having sex the way we define sex. So, I mean, they're doing it anyway.
All right. How you doing, Miss Keena? All right. What's going on, Tori? Miss Doris said it depends. All right, Miss Doris, talk to me. What does it depend on? How you doing, Miss Tabitha and Miss, who is that? Miss Jackson, how are you? What's going on, Chris? So, Miss Doris, when you say it depends, what does it depend on? Y'all, the question is, let me get back to the question. If a person could not have sex with you, would you marry them? Because we're talking about divorce is not an option. But if they couldn't have sex with you, would you marry them? Mr. DJ said, how you doing, Miss Crystal? You can't miss what you never had. Here's a problem. Many of us have already had that.
Mm-hmm.
True.
Right? How you doing, Miss Valerie? Okay, so Ms. Dora says the reason why they can't have sex. That's what, okay. So, let's. How you doing, Ms. Arlene? There she go. That's my girl. Uh-huh. What's going on, Dez and Ms. Lumar? All right, so here's the thing. How you doing, Ms. Ingrid? If they could have sex for whatever reason it is, okay, or they couldn't have, what if somebody told you they couldn't have sex because of their beliefs in God? What you going to do? How you doing, Ms. Carmen? what you gonna do? Because, you know, it sounds good. How you doing, Miss Griffin? It sounds good that we want to hold off. But if you've had sex already, and they tell you they can't have sex because of their beliefs in God, what you got?
Right.
How you doing, Miss Walker? Okay. Miss Jennifer said you knew they couldn't have sex with you before you got married. How you doing, Miss Etta? I agree with you, Miss Jennifer. But what if you didn't know they couldn't have sex with you? Meaning, what if they said, I'm going to wait until marriage to have sex? And then when they got married, they saying, but I don't feel comfortable having sex.
Mm.
It's just me.
They're not believing in God then.
That's a lie.
That's a lie.
What'd you say, Mr. DJ?
I'm going to ask them what God they believing in.
Okay.
If we done got married already and they're able and can, especially if I'm the husband, oh, yeah, we got to talk.
You got to talk? All right. Mm-hmm. So Ms. Dara said, sex is only a part of a relationship. Okay, intimacy is not only based on penetration.
That's right.
I agree with you. That's true.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Ms. Dara's on it. Intimacy is not only based on penetration. That's absolutely correct. How you doing, Mr. Master, Ms. Olympia? Okay, what's going on, Brian? Ms. Tamika said, I understand, Mr. DJ, but once you've been touched, you will always have that desire. That's a double-edged sword. And you're right.
Mm-hmm.
Once, boy, look, y'all know once we didn't, you know, had sex, man, it's hard to go backwards and say I'm, you know, trying to be celibate. That lasts, but for how long?
Right.
Right.
How long? Miss Brenda, how are you, Miss Charmaine? Miss Katina said, "If we married, God said to be fruitful and multiply." Miss Katina, what he meant by that? Be fruitful and multiply. Come back with me on that one. Tell me about that one. How you doing, Miss Kay and Miss Camilla and who is that? Miss Carol, Miss Bailey, how are you, Miss Alexis? Miss Dar said, "I'm going to divorce, / annulment court the next day if they okay." She's leaving if they can't. Yeah, all right. What's going on, Roz? Adrian, how are you, Neil? Jennifer said, "How are we going to procreate if we don't have sex?" Good question. How do you procreate if you have sex? Hmm. How you doing, Miss Nisa and Miss Katrina, Miss Tamika? Miss Jennifer said, "Adam and Eve had Cain and Abel. They had to have sex in order for that to happen." Ms. Arlene said, the flesh is weak. So, the question is, I want to catch everybody up to speed. First of all, Happy New Year to everybody, okay? Even the ones on the phone, y'all, Happy New Year. Here's the question. If someone could not have sex with you, would you marry them? How you doing, Ms. Sandra? Again, if someone could not have sex, for whatever reason this be, it is, would you marry them? How you doing, Ms. Princess? That's strong. Mr. DJ gave his spiel. Miss Tiana, what you got to say? If someone could not have sex with you, would you marry them?
I think it's a great question. It goes back to truly what's the core of the relationship, because sex is not guaranteed throughout the life of the marriage either, depending,
okay,
right, from through sickness and in health, right? You don't know what's going to happen with a person long term. So what
That's
is the
true.
Core of your relationship? It may not be something at first you're like, really? We're not going to be doing this? But is that why you're marrying the person? For sex? Or is it more than that? And I think that's the piece that we miss out on at what's the core of our relationship. And if it's God,
okay,
then we're going to be doing amazing things with or without sex.
Okay. How you doing, Ms. Melanie and Auntie Jackie? How are you? Okay, Ms. Deborah, how are you? All right. Y'all, the question is, if they couldn't have sex, would you marry them? Ms. Tiana giving that politically, spiritually correct answer. That sounds good, but y'all know good and well. If you didn't have sex already, and God forbid that sex be awesome. Y'all know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
You know, type where you couldn't go to work the next day, whatever it may be. I'm just saying. We start a new year of our right, so I'm going to be G-rated, okay? But here's the thing. Get that already. And stop wanting to be politically correct. Would you not want that in your marriage?
Of course. like giving us a table for it and then taking it away and trying to get them to go back to Gerber. That ain't going to happen.
Okay.
Of course.
Ms. LaToya said, 1 Corinthians 7 and 5, do not deprive each other of sexual relations unless you both agree to refrain from sexual intimacy for a limited time. He didn't say forever. He said limited time so you can give yourself more completely to prayer. Okay?
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Afterwards,
what scripture is that? What scripture is that again?
That is 1 Corinthians 7 and 5.
Okay.
Afterward, you should come together again so that Satan won't be able to tempt you because of your lack of self-control. Wow, that's strong. Y'all.
Amen. Amen.
How you doing, Ms. Rip? Now, Ms. Tiana, don't say amen because you were saying it just depends. You can go without. All right. How you making problems twice? How you doing, Ms. Washington, Ms. Shiren? Ms. Arlene said yes. As time goes on, medical or other reasons may prevent it. Okay, intervention. How you doing, Ms. Kim and Ms. Danielle? How y'all doing? So, y'all, I believe that what happens is it's a major part of marriage, but it shouldn't be the sole part because what happens is if sex is the premium in the marriage, that means if your hips start to fade or if they get a little wider and he wanted you for sex, no wonder he's going other places.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Sex is the premium in the marriage, and she wanted you for sex. And see, when your ability to please her more starts to fade away, no wonder she's going other places. How you doing, Ms. Collins? Okay. So sex, although it is important because we have flesh wrapped around us, it is not the sole objective, meaning
right.
that it should be put in place. The Bible says, you know, the love of money. He never said money itself was horrible or sin by nature. It's to chase it. Sex itself is not bad within marriage. Sex itself is bad within marriage when it goes beyond God. When sex is up here and God is here, then you're in trouble. But when God is up here, sex should be controlled. Hello?
That's right.
Okay. Y'all with me? How you doing, Miss Kathy? Okay, what'd you say, Ms. Tamika? She said, yes, I will look forward to the intimacy that is shared only between us. Correct. Hey, Ms. Collins, how are you? And Ms. Gandy, how are you? Ms. Jennifer, what'd you say? If I was a virgin and I finally met the right guy, I will let him know off top that I'm waiting until my wedding night to have sex. Okay. I like that if you was a virgin. What about if you wasn't? If you wasn't a virgin, would you wait till your wedding night to have sex? Ms. Nicole said no, because it has become a desire for most and a necessity for others. Okay. Most women want it because it makes them feel that their mate desires them. Same with men. All right, Ms. Nicole, that's good. Most women say they want sex because it feels that the mate desires. I don't think, Ms. Nicole, I agree with you wholeheartedly, but the last part, I don't think that a man don't care if you desire him or not. You really don't. I'm just saying this from a man's point of view. That doesn't make the relationship. As long as he think he didn't do what he's supposed to do, good. I'm telling you, he'll roll over and go to sleep right after. He don't care.
Yeah.
How you doing, Ms. Sheena? Ms. Sandra, how are you? Ms. Grimes and Ms. Lakia. Okay. Ms. Alexa says, marriage is not based on sex. Sex is the extracurricular activities involved within marriage. Okay. All right. Ms. Marcia, how are you? All right. Ms. Jenna says, I don't like Marvin Gaye. Okay, Ms. Alexa, let's just say marriage is not based on sex. It's the extracurricular. All right. I agree with that. All right. So, Mr. DJ, let's get to the next real question right quick about divorce. Divorce is not an option. What we got? What we got, Ms. Tiana?
Yeah. Sharing one right now. Received this question today. I have done everything I can to save and rehabilitate my marriage. We went to our pastor, a counselor, and have even tried dating again, etc. But my wife told me today that she still wants to pursue a divorce. What else can I do?
You have to have two willing participants. I know that. How you doing, Miss Jenna?
Okay.
What you say, Mr. DJ?
Yeah. First of all, you both have to be willing, and I heard you name everybody but God. Did you all both go to God? You know, because if you really want it, that's where it starts, begins, and ends. So I haven't heard the two of you all go to God for it.
Okay.
But you can't make somebody love you. You can't make somebody stay with you. If that person is not willing, only thing you can do is pray from a distance. But you can't make that person, you know, love you.
Okay. All right, Mr. DJ, you hitting it. Ms. Collins, what she say, people connect with sex. But what happened about learning about a person? All right. People have great physical connections. You know how people say we just connect. Yeah, you connect physically. But what about spiritually? So when you connect spiritually, does that mean that the marriage will last? Okay. Does that mean, how you doing, Ms. Tabitha? Just because you connect with somebody physically, does that mean that it'll last? As a matter of fact, how many women know of some strippers that they know have great bodies and they will really connect with? But how long would that marriage last if you've married that stripper?
About as quick as they connected with them.
All right, Ms. Alexis says, women use sex to gain love at times. Men use the word love to get sex. I'm not going to argue with that. They would.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, you're absolutely right. And don't you know some people are married based on the fact that that man used them and he say, hey, love, how you doing? As a matter of fact, women, if y'all be honest, how many men approach you and say, hey, love, hey, baby, hey, they don't even know you to call you those names, but they're breaking barriers because they want the physical connection to stimulate some emotional stanza. They want that to connect. A man would be engaged to you. He would say you're in a relationship to get you to break down these barriers. He want what's within the marriage. He just don't want the title. But let me flip it around. Some women want the physical marriage, but not necessarily the husband. They like the idea of being married, but don't like the lifestyle that God say to live within it, if that makes sense.
Oh, come on.
Oh,
yes.
Amen.
If that makes sense. Y'all see the two opposite connecting forces? And what happens eventually is one or both of them get tired and said, I no longer want this because this is not what marriage should be. He only want my body, but he's saying she only want me so that she can have something called a family. You see the problem?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
The problem? Why do you think so many, Lord have mercy, let me be careful because I don't want nobody to get married. But why do you think, because I'm going to talk about the men too, so don't hold your horses now. Why do you think so many women are okay with having children out of wedlock? Because if I can surmise something, if I can create my own family structure, I'm good. In other words, I have my own. I have something that's closer to family. I have something that's closer to my fulfillment. I had a dream wedding when I was 10 years old. I dreamed this from afar. At 15, I dreamed about my wedding gown and so forth and so on. So because he don't act right, let me go ahead and get at least half of it, which is a child that I can call my own. So we on our first way to marriage, right? Because we want to play house before God actually built the house that we should live in. So we're going to start to try and help God along the way. Right?
Yes.
And I'm not condemning nobody. I'm just facts. On the flip side, my men, they'll tell you whatever you want to hear. They don't want the marriage necessarily, because if he really wanted the marriage, he would be willing to wait. If he really wanted the marriage, he would be willing to wait. You don't have to spread your legs in order to induce him. In other words, that's not going to make him get closer to you. You ever notice why he chose her and didn't choose you? Is she the one that demanded his respect?
Come on.
How you doing, Ms. Croon? Y'all see what I'm saying? How you doing, Ms. Kathy, Ms. Lavina? Huh? Ms. Collins said, no, it can't last. God have to be in the midst, and people make their mate an idol. That's right. Ms. Tamika says, sometimes we put ourselves in these marriages and not consult with God. Then with the heart, the voice is the outlet, and we run, and we want God to fix it. Okay, how you doing, Ms. Wilborn and Ms. Hall? Ms. Knox, how are you? Okay, what's going on, Robin? Ms. Collins said women mostly use emotional, men use emotions. I'm thinking, okay. Man don't unless there's true love. Okay. All right. All right. Ms. Kathy say not me. How you doing, Ms. Thomas? Arlene, I'll make somebody mad. I ain't trying to make nobody mad. Ms. Tamika said I'm guilty. I got married and didn't truly know what marriage meant. I didn't even know who I was at the time. Y'all see, this is real. How you doing, Ms. Hawkins? She said you better teach. Okay. I'm trying. How you doing, Mr. Bree? Ms. Hampton, how are you? Ms. Kathy says, I want to marry someone who God blessed me with first. That's absolutely right. Here's the thing, Ms. Kathy. Can I say this right quick, Mr. DJ? Here's the thing. Divorce is not an option. How do you know who God wants you with if you're not first with God?
Amen.
Exactly.
Y'all, how do we even know about marriage if we have first to participate in marriage with God? If you want to know the truth, shouldn't you live with the truth? Shouldn't you marry the truth? Right? So what happens is we vaguely have this thing about God that we say we know God. How can you commit to a God? I'm sorry. How can you commit to a man or a woman who you can see, but you can't commit to a God who is perfect? So why would we commit to someone who is imperfect but won't commit to someone who's perfect? Isn't that crazy?
It is.
It is.
Huh? And so many people walk down an aisle called marriage and don't even fully understand what marriage truly is. I can't marry you unless I first marry God, because I wouldn't be offering you the best version of me. I'm going to give you a substandard, a subpar version of me, and then that's going to make you disgruntled with every guy after me.
Yep.
Because then you're going to be saying, but he's supposed to be a man of God. Just because somebody talk about God don't mean that they live for God. Just because they know God don't mean that they live for God. As a matter of fact, how many people know you done stabbed you in your back? That don't mean they live in your house. Hello, people.
That's
right, Mr. Carden. It works inversely, too. Same so-called Christians claim to love God who they can't see, but their own brother who they see every day, you can't even say good morning or hello or forgive you or I love you.
That's right.
Truth.
I got it?
Yep.
This is real. Ms. Arlene says, marriage is a disaster. All right. Ms. Collins, what you say? Women have to remember he is the head, not the tail. And not only that, they have to keep people out of their marriage and put God in the midst.
Amen.
How you doing, Ms. Redding and Ms. Hawkins? Tanette, how are you? Miss Lewis, how are you doing? Miss Cherise, how are you? Happy New Year to y'all. Okay. Okay, what Miss Hawkins said. Miss Hawkins said, today they are looking for microwave marriages or relationships.
Yep.
That means they want it quick, and you are absolutely right. How you doing, Miss Kathy? Miss Kathy says, this is why I don't have kids.
Oh, my God.
Ms. Jennifer said, I know a certain doctor that was married with a wife and five kids, divorced his wife for another man. Wow.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. Okay. How you doing, Ms. Cooper and Ms. Johnson? How are you? Okay, Ms. Susan, how you doing? And Ms. Clay. Ms. Alexis, what you say? That makes plenty of sense. Many women have little girl daddy issues. So she loves the fact of having a piece of a man and settling instead of insisting on knowing their worth to acquire a solidified marriage or relationship. All right. All right, Ms. Fancy. Ms. Fancy. Ms. Susan said, my daughter is going through a divorce right now. It is killing her. Ms. Susan, don't let it kill her. Remind her of the word of God. Remind her of the word of God. Do not let it kill her. Don't let it do that now. Y'all follow me?
Yes.
Amen.
Ms. Katina, what you say? They want the reward, but do not want the but not the investment. How can you say you're in a relationship with someone and don't even have a relationship with the Lord? High five. Some people don't think, some people don't talk to the Lord and claim they have a relationship with him. There you go. How you doing, Ms. Tillman and Ms. Harris? Yeah, this is good now. How you doing, Ms. Rachel? That's my cousin? Yeah, Rachel. Ms. Jennifer said, how do you know if it's God or Satan sending that man to you? Wow. That's a loaded question, Ms. Jennifer. How you know? Mr. DJ, how do you know whoever that is that, you know, want to marry you? For the women, let's answer this for the women. For a woman, how does she know that's a man of God? You know, because a man will say in a minute, God told me you was my wife.
God says, my people know my name. And if that man is truly of God, he will be patient and endure with you whatever God tells you to endure with that man before making that step. If you truly know God, then you'll know that man. You'll know him by his works, his actions, and by him knowing Christ as well.
I'm going to go a step further. Mr. DJ, that's right what you just said. I'm a piggyback. Now watch this, Ms. Jennifer. How do you know if God or Satan sent that man to you? Talking about in marriage? Didn't the Bible say test every spirit by the spirit? How you test the spirit? Love is patient, love is kind. First be patient and be kind. In other words, love the things that God loves. Start to hate the things that God hates. More importantly, love is patient was the first characteristic of God. Be patient. In other words, man, I don't do this, I don't do this. Test their spirit. Not only do you test their spirit, test your spirit. And see what will happen is when something not really sent from your daddy. See, you know your mama in the natural, right, Ms. Jennifer? You know if your mama sent somebody because you're going to ask probing questions. And you're going to start to evaluate. You're not judging, you're evaluating. Ain't that something? You're going to evaluate what's going on. So if you're so close to your daddy, Daddy God, how I know it's from him? Because I know my daddy, and I know what my daddy would and would not send. Y'all follow me?
Yes, sir.
Other than that, we're going to start to guess. We'll be playing the guessing game. Hmm. And we'll be saying, oh, he sounds like a man of God. That's God. Ooh, he got a good job. That's God. But don't get you know, God's narrative and our lustful desires mixed up now. Because we have criteria. We say that he should be tall. We say that he should have wavy hair. We say that he should have dimples. We say that he should be a strong man, a man that's willing to work in this, that, and other. But here's the thing. Remember, God laughs at our plans. That's what we said. Now, somebody would say, well, God wouldn't send you nothing otherwise. Well, then, y'all know there's a story, look it in your Bible, of Hosea and Gomer. One was a man of God, and the woman was a prostitute. And God told Hosea, the man of God, to marry that woman, a prostitute. How you know that's your daddy?
Right.
When you and God pray so much, I know the sound of his voice. I know when God said to move. That's how I know. The thing is, you can't be in God's face and people's face at the same time and expect to hear God's voice. In other words, I understand your mama might be your best friend. Your daddy might be your best buddy. Your sisters may be your best homegirls. But in the same token, your sister, your mama, daddy, your children are not God. You got to remove them and start to listen to God. Hear from him and not them.
That's right.
Y'all with me?
Yes, sir.
Indeed.
How you doing, Miss Ashelia? All right. Melvin, what's going on? Ms. Alexa say, some just want a husband or a wife just to say that they have that man or woman so nobody else can have them, but don't want to do the work to keep the marriage at a great consistency of substance. Okay. Ms. Butler, how are you and Ms. Johnson?
It is my cousin. I knew that's Rachel. How you doing, Rachel? That's my cousin.
How you doing, Ms. Sherry?
We talked earlier.
All right. Ms. Doris, what you say? Signs. Things you can't tolerate will let you know it's not God. Okay. Ms. Jennifer, she said true. Ms. Corsha, what you say? Right, Ms. Jennifer, because they be dressed as wolves and sheep. All right. All right, Ms. Katina, what you say? Ms. Susan, tell your daughter that God is bigger than her divorce. And as she poured back into the Lord, he's going to pour and restore back into her. Now, listen, Miss Susan, Miss Katina, telling you something now. God will heal her heart Hold on. Let me get back to it. God will heal her heart and to change her confession of what she speaks out of her mouth. We decree and declare that she will be restored and healed. All right, Ms. Katina, and we do on that, y'all. Okay? We do touch and agree. Ms. Dora say, pay attention. Don't be deceived. How you doing, Ms. Brandy? Cassie, what you say, Ms. Cassie? I was taught by my grandparents, keep Christ in your life first. Work on yourself by being humble. By being humble, plus patient, but wise. All right. Ms. Alexis say, a real woman of God would know because you will wake, you will walk different, talk different, look like a wife, carry yourself as a good, as God would approach you. Husband will find you. Woo, Ms. Alexis, stay right there, y'all. This is the thing, Ms. Tiana, Mr. DJ.
Yes.
This is the thing. Divorce is not an option. You know one of the primary reasons for divorce is that the woman finds the man and not the other way around?
Yeah.
Come on.
Y'all know that?
Yep.
Let me say this again, and very loudly and clear. One of the major reasons for divorce is that she finds him and not the other way around.
You right.
Y'all, when we talk about marriage, our first marriage should be to God. Remember, we was once, but now we are found. We don't find God. God finds us. Lord, have mercy.
Right.
I don't care what you heard. Because, see, some people say, no, Mr. Carr, I done found God. How? God was already there. Why do you think he said, come as you are? God loved you when you was formed in iniquity, when you was before you was even born. God finds us. He's the man. When a man finds a wife, he finds a good thing. God calls both male and female his bride. So how can you find him?
That's right.
See, if you're saying that you find God, yeah, that's the worldly mindset. When you say you find God, see, the world don't know the things of God. But when you know and you're a Christian and you really believe in Christ and you live like you believe in Christ and your mind has been transformed, you know that I didn't find him. He found me. Even in my sin, he pulled me out of the clubhouse and said, come here.
That's right.
All right.
See, so if that's in the spiritual realm, watch this, y'all. Divorce is not an option. Watch this. If that's spiritually, that's a token for our spirit, man. What about the token for our physical? Here's the thing. Why do so many women put themselves out there to find a man or entice a man? Baby, you don't have to show off your curves. Yeah, I know you done heard, you know, use what you got to get what you want, and you're going to get exactly that. If he's looking at your breasts, your cleavage, your hips, you're going to get a whoremonger eventually because a man of God ain't looking at that.
Amen.
Now, you're getting mad because you done brought that beast home. But if you go back and read Genesis, after Adam named all the fowl of the air, every animal on earth, God said there was nothing suitable for Adam. Guess what God did? He put Adam to sleep and took from Adam to create his spouse. In other words, why are you looking when God is going to send you? Stop looking for the man. You don't have to wear, what is that, Juicy Couture all the time? You know you only going to the gym. Why are you trying to fix your face up? To the gym with Juicy Couture on. Now, come on. Now, you know sweat and perfume don't mix well, right?
Come on.
Oh, no.
Come on.
Huh? Y'all follow me? So,
yes.
as a woman, you don't have to go look for this man. You don't even have to entice him. As a matter of fact, you want him to see your spirit woman, not your physical flesh. Because if you entice him by your physical flesh, trust me, there's a Susan, uh-huh. There's a Lacey, uh-huh. There's another Tamika, uh-huh. There's a Betty. See, somebody else can entice him too, because they also know what he wants. And when your hips start to fade, it got somebody with a couple of better hips, a little more curves, or more dimples, or better hair than you. So if you got him that way, trust me, somebody else might get in their way too now. You know that?
Mm.
But
come
see,
on.
God don't make no mistakes. Because when two spirits connect, that's where it stops. See, God don't say your spirit go to the, just like there's a fingerprint, marriage should be the same way. It's only, man, everybody got their own fingerprint. You know that? Everybody should have their own marriage. So why are you trying to physically entice him? Don't go looking for a man. Just carry yourself like the woman God called you to be. Goodness. And when you carry yourself like that, your stock increases. I'm telling you from a man's perspective, a man don't want a W-H-O-R-E. If he can get it, he don't want you. He playing with you. And if he wants you after he done got it that easy, that's not the man of God that you want anyway. Because he has no standards.
Amen.
If he don't have standards and he's supposed to be the head, and the head's supposed to lead, what that's going to lead y'all to? I'm going to sit water on this. Ms. Katina, what you say? One of the issues that I have found with young women when I teach and I have experience, what isn't validated at home will be validated by someone. Ask ourselves, who is validating?
Wow.
Hold on. She wrote some stuff. Ask ourselves, who is validating our children? That's right. How you doing, Ms. Katima? Okay, Ms. Alexa said, God don't want us straddling the fence. Divorce is not an option, y'all. Rachelle, what you say? If a couple want to be a power couple, they must be powerful individuals by recognizing and accepting the word of God. The only third person in your marriage should be God. All right, cuz.
Mm-hmm.
Cuz, can I tell you something that I love what my cousin just said? She said, if a couple wants to be a power couple, they must be powerful individuals. By recognizing and accepting the word of God, the only third person in your marriage should be God. I love what she just said. Because let's tag team right quick because we're family, right? Let me rearrange that. It should be only two people in your marriage. The number one person in your marriage should be God. The second person in your marriage should be you and your spouse because remember, y'all become one. There is no such thing as a third person. Tell y'all kids, your kids don't come before your spouse. If your kids come before your spouse, watch divorce. Slap you right in front of your face. When you say, I love my child, and you're more attentive to your child than you are your spouse, your child, you raise them up to go get their own husband and wife. Your husband and your wife stays with you forever. Your child don't get judged with you in the day of your judgment. But your husband and your wife, y'all will be one in God. Now, if you don't think y'all going to be one, go ahead and read that Bible again, because he said, when you get married, you become one. Now, what part of one don't we understand?
Amen.
Come on.
God makes a mistake. Now, we know he don't make a mistake. What part of one don't we understand? When you get married, you become like this. Well, their sin becomes your sin. Just like in the natural world, in their bank account, they got bad credit. You better have good credit to balance it off. Y'all know that?
Yes, indeed.
Ms. Katina says, some want the title and status and saying that they are married. All right. How you doing, Ms. Tika? How are you? Happy New Year, Miss Tika. I hadn't seen you in a while. New Orleans. Miss Tashonda, how are you? Okay. What we say? Where we at? Where we at? I'm just scrolling up, y'all. I'm sorry. Just bear with me. How you doing, Miss Renina? Miss Gina said, help us, Lord. How you doing, Miss Tita? Miss Katina, what'd you say, Miss Katina? She said, marriage is a partnership. Marriage is a partnership, being a team player, not having to always win. It's absolutely right. In marriage, it shouldn't be where you have to always win. I high-five you, Ms. Katina. Each other. Y'all hear she's sharpening each other, covering each other, communicating daily with each other, having Christ as your foundation is the most important part of your marriage. You absolutely own it, Ms. Katina. That's
peace.
Absolutely. Okay?
Amen.
Ms. Tamika, yep, a man finds a wife, and a wife chooses who she dates. Not a woman is saying no. Boy, you haven't heard over there.
What?
Right, what you said, Miss Katina? Because they are trying to be validated, most probably had the father absent out of the home. That's true. How you doing, Miss Lisa? How are you? What's going on, man? Miss Collins, how are you doing? Okay. That's my boy, Greg. How you doing, Greg? What's going on? Miss Rita, how are you? Miss Jennifer say, that's why I have been single for centuries. Centuries, Miss Jennifer, how old are you, Miss Jennifer? Oh, don't say that on here. She said, see, that's why she said, I talked to God at the age of 30, and he said, I said, I'm tired of finding my own man. I told God I would wait. I'm thinking God forgot. God forgot. I'm about to turn to dust. Hey, what's up, God? This is your favorite girl. Jennifer, we're going to pray for you. You got you. What'd you say, Miss Alexis? Not you. How you doing, Miss Andrea and Miss Darlene? All right. Rachel, what'd you say, Rachel? When God created Adam, he created Eve and made a complete pair. That's absolutely right, y'all, because divorce is not an option. To have a pair, both have to be equal, equally yoked. That is. And y'all know about equally yoked? How you spell it, cuz? Y-O-K-E-D? Y-O-K-E-D. Y'all, it's not equally yoked, like Y-O-L-K. It's Y-O-K. A yoke, the yoke that God is talking about, is like the yoke that ox have around their neck, meaning you have to
that's
be
right.
pulling in the same direction.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all know that's why he said yoke, right? It's Y-O-K-E-D, meaning you have to be pulling in the same direction. All right?
Right.
All right. Don't you say, Miss Alexis, damnation is what you will get being a whore. All right. Miss Katina said, and God is not going to give no woman another woman husband. So women, stop praying for that man. Oh, Lord. Yep. Oh, my. That's true.
Oh.
Huh? What's going on, the woman? Y'all with me?
Yes.
All right. Miss Arlene said, so true. That was a mistake that I made. Kids going to grow up and live their lives. That's absolutely right, y'all. What would you say, Miss Corsha? I've been taught that a woman must realize that a God-sent man does not want the tester that everybody that everybody else has access to in the store. In the store, he wants what's being locked up and put up, and that no one else has access to until it's being purchased. All right, now. All right, how you doing, Ms. Edwards? Ms. Melisha, that's my cousin, too. Okay. Y'all on it tonight. Okay, Ms. Talina, how are you? Ms. Lamika. Ms. Katina, what you say? The same is true when you are not equally yoked, okay, in marriage. You and your spouse have two different spiritual fathers, and that's absolutely right. Therefore, you have to you have two different footings, two different ways of handling the same task, two different spiritual appetites, two different mindsets, two different
yep.
natures. That is absolutely right. How are you doing, Ms. Ivy? Y'all on it tonight. Okay. So what we got? One more question, Ms. Tiana. What we got?
We got, so how do I help a friend who's 45 years old and still single understand that she has never gotten married? And her pastor, her church, has been saying that there's somebody for everybody. How do I tell her the truth, basically?
Oh, Mr. DJ, I'm going to let you handle it. Y'all, when you hear it all the time, there's somebody for everybody. Do y'all believe that? Let's start with that first and foremost. Is there somebody for everybody?
I believe there's somebody for everybody. That person is God.
No. I'm about to say that. See, but
yes.
See, brothers, y'all. CJ, no. We're talking about naturally, okay? We ain't going to be so spiritual right now. We ain't going to be so spiritual. In the natural, is there somebody for everybody? Uh-oh, boy.
I'll take it, Mr. Carr. There, in the natural, there isn't. God didn't say that everybody was going to get married. Like, there will be some single folks, and that's just that.
That's very true.
That's very true. Now, statistically, can we throw out some numbers out there? Ms. Ivan say not in the natural. You're right, Ms. Ivan. Okay, Ms. Jennifer say no. Y'all, let's throw out some statistics. If, by chance, one would have a hard time thinking that there's somebody for everybody, and they say no. And Ms. Tamika says statistically no. She know where I'm going with this. Y'all tell me the ratio of women to men.
Isn't like
in Atlanta or just in the world?
So
the ratio in Atlanta is 28 to 1.
28 to 1?
Yes, 28 females to 1 male.
I think it's in the world. I want to say it's 10 to 1 for every man that's 10 women, something like that.
Okay.
Something like that.
Something like that. How you doing, Ms. Angie? Okay, how you doing, Ms. Martha? So here's the thing. naturally, if there was somebody for everybody, why is the ratio such lopsided? Wouldn't it be for every man there's one woman?
That's true.
Yes.
Ooh. Y'all know what that says? Miss Jennifer just said it. Marriage is not for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Jennifer, you know that's so true, but you know the hard reality is this, Miss Jennifer? How many women you know that don't desire to be married?
Okay.
Oh, it's about to get real now. How many women you know that don't desire to be married? Don't most women desire to be married?
Or do marriage
yep. things?
Ms. Sharon says statistically in the U.S. the ratio of women to men is 2-1. I don't know, Ms. Sharon. I promise I must live in a bad part of the world because I see 8-1 or 9-, yeah, something like that.
You might have to add the word available, Mr. Carter. Because, you know,
how you doing,
Ms. Dawn? Going to wait for a little while, you know.
Oh.
I'm going to wait for a little while.
Yeah, Ms. Katina said the Bible says some I wish would be single, but they should spend their lives dedicated to the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Ms. Latonya said most women do desire to be married. Divorce is not an option. Ms. Cassidy said 25-1 ratio. Whew! That's strong. Okay. Here's the thing. Okay, what you said, Ms. Demet? Read Matthew 19. Marriage is not for everyone, but as women, I desire to be married. But I know it may not happen. All right. Honesty is good. Okay, Ms. Katina said, I just told a man this today. I used to want to be married, but now I am content being single and focused on the things of the Lord. Okay. How you doing, Ms. Christina? Y'all, so here's the problem. When we typically don't get what we want, what happens? We will badmouth the thing that don't give it to us. Let me say this again.
Come on, tell the truth.
We won't. Y'all know this for a fact. Divorce is not an option. Watch this. When kids don't get what they want from their parents, all of a sudden the parent is what? No longer, you ain't my friend no more.
That's
and
right.
You a child. I don't care if I'm your friend or not, right? We never grow out of that because we was once that child. When our parents didn't give us what we wanted, we said, you ain't my friend no more. If we didn't say it because we know when we get popped, we kind of, right? So now as we grow up, hold on, watch what I'm saying now, because women desire to be married more than men do. That's factually known, right? So divorce is not an option. What happens now is, we're about to go there. Some men are pressured to get your approval. Y'all need to hear me, and I'm serious now. To get your approval, they are pressured to do something they don't necessarily want to do, but it's just the quote-unquote right thing to do.
Mm.
Hello? Because if, by chance, that man rejects you, what next good woman gonna come around and do exactly what you... So you will cook clean, you will wash clothes, you will wash his dirty underwear, you don't even like the dirty underwear, you'll do a whole bunch of things that you normally wouldn't do up until you walk down the aisle and you forgot about it. That's the fact. But he also played the game because he didn't want bad vibes with everybody else because I don't need nobody talking about me bad. So typically when we don't get what we want, then I have a whole slew of women talking about me. Is he gay? He ain't never married. I'm too good of a woman. Y'all see where I'm going with this? And so now you got people who are not in God. One is suffering from peer pressure, meaning what she got to say, and I don't want her to say nothing bad. The other one is suffering from selfishness, saying I want what I want, when I want it, how I want it, and right now. Even though God didn't orchestrate it, I will marry, right? This might be the mindset of some women. I will marry a man who I know is not in God, but he's a provider. Mm. Lord, have mercy.
Yep.
Uh-oh. Is this not true, people?
We
know he's not in God. You know how we know he's not in God? Because we know we can't make a rational decision outside of God. In other words, our question only is this, and this is how we validate if he's in God or not. Y'all want to hear? Do you go to church? Lord have mercy. If going to church, somebody's in God. Now all of a sudden, please God, let them say yes, because this brother is fine. He's fine. Now as we say it, he's fine. God, please let him say he go to church. Do you go to church, brother? Oh, yes, he go to church. He good.
Right.
And all of years ago, right? Right?
Yeah.
You right, Mr. Meeker, you right? Men do the same thing, and we men be saying, God, please, please let this woman be in God, please. Let her pay a tithe or something. Let her be over the deacon, cool. Deaconess or something. Let her be the son of God, just let her be in God. If she just told her Bible, I ain't even going to ask if she go to church, I know she in you.
If she got a church outfit. Yes, sir.
Father.
Yes, sir. We can
y'all
bring
follow
it.
Me?
Mm-hmm.
And what happened, y'all, the topic is divorce is not an option. We subject ourselves to foolishness and we get foolish results. And so we end up marrying something and we go get married under God.
Yep.
Right?
That's right. Yes, we do.
Yeah, yeah, I know this to be true, right?
Yes.
Commitment.
How you doing, Ms. Hitchens? Okay. Ms. Jennifer, what'd you say? That's a dream as little girls. When you grow up and you want to be married. I wanted to be the princess of the movie of Primitive. Okay, you want to be that type of princess. Ms. Gina said most women desire to be married, but truth is everyone won't get married. And you're absolutely right. Ms. Nicole, what'd you say? I was one of those women until my husband found me. I didn't want to get married because of what I saw my friends go through, but I'm happy. All right, Ms. Nicole, preach on it now. Okay, Ms. Ivy, what you say? Some men and women are not spiritually strong enough to get married and or stay married. You're absolutely right, Ms. Ivy, because you have some men who are playing with God, and they should never ask a woman to marry them, okay, and vice versa. Here's the thing. If you're not spiritually mature to get married, neither person should be playing.
Amen.
Okay? Ms. Arlene, what you say? You can't do wifely duties for a man and he's not your husband. I'm glad you said that, Ms. Arlene. I'm going to touch on that for a second. Hold on, right there. Okay. When men do the same thing, we say, okay. Ms. Ivy say, God, my provider. That's right. I would never pressure anyone to marry me. Okay. It's on free, it's at your own free will, man. Start to listen on his phone. That's what I love, Ms. Jennifer. Yeah. How you doing, Ms. Pete? Hey, Miss Sierra, how are you? Miss Katina said I analyzed myself and came to the conclusion that I don't want to be married because I know that I am not ready because I don't know if something better may come along. I am not about to play that game. Some just need to be real with themselves before they mess up that man or woman's life. I agree with you. So men stop playing with the women and women stop playing with the men. Be real for a second, okay? Ms. Jennifer said that's what some women are forced to do, and that's marrying a man that's not in God. I don't think you can force somebody to marry somebody who's not in God. That's almost like forcing somebody to drink their poison. I don't think that can happen.
Impatience. Impression.
How you doing, Ms. Krista? Okay. Ms. Chassie, how are you? All right. Ms. Latoya, all right. So, y'all, let me check on something right quick, y'all, before we get off the line right quick, okay? Divorce is not an option. Here we go. Ms. Arlene said you can't, because we're talking about divorce is not an option, you can't do wifely duties for a man and he's not your husband. This is where it gets interesting, as I like to call it. So, as a woman, you're saying you shouldn't perform wifely duties for a man who's not your husband, correct, Ms. Arlene? Y'all agree with that? Y'all agree with that?
Those wifely duties.
No, I'm about to go somewhere with it.
Yeah, you have to show yourself to be a wife, but there's certain wifely duties no you shouldn't be doing, but you still should be giving and loving onto that person just as you would want to be loved. That patience.
Going somewhere with that.
Yeah, you still got to show yourself to be a wife.
Because the Bible said when a man finds a wife, he finds a good thing. How can he evaluate what?
Mm-hmm.
Problem. Let me seriously. Because Satan has penetrated our eardrum. Somebody said that, but show me that in the Bible. This thing ain't in the Bible, but we know through God's spiritual sense. When you say you can't give a man... You can't do wifely duties to a man who's not your husband. Let me ask you this then. Is he supposed to do husband duties to a woman who's not his wife? Now, before you say no, don't be a hypocrite, because that means you go on a dinner date. Come on now. That means you should pay your own meal. That means he should. Oh, come on.
There's a big difference between wifely duties and wifely privileges.
Come on.
There's a big difference between husband duties and husband privileges.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what you say, Miss Andrika, what do you do? What you do before marriage, you do after. Okay. Miss Tamika said that's a double-edged sword. In a courting stage is where you teach a person how to treat you. Exactly. So that's why I'm trying to get to the bottom of this, because God never said don't perform wifely duties. As a matter of fact, if you are, the Bible says when a man finds a wife, he finds a good thing. In other words, wife material, if you wife material, you can't do nothing but wifely duties. That's not a switch that you turn on or turn off. Lord, have mercy. Y'all want to take it to the scripture? It says when a man finds a wife, that means you are already a wife when he found you. And if you're a wife, you do wifely things. Lord, have mercy. So why do we let the world tell us not to do wifely duties? That's not God. In other words, if you find me and I'm a husband, I can only do husband things. Now, whether you benefit from it or not, that's strictly on God. But I can't change who I am. Woo!
Amen.
Woo! See how the devil starts to lie to us and we just believe it?
Mm-hmm.
Watch this. Faith coming by hearing. Where did you hear that from? And please show me the scripture where God says, don't do wifely duties for someone who's not your husband. Show me the scripture, and I'm going to show you the liar, because that did not come from God.
Yes.
Right? So now we start to repeat, and that makes us false prophets, because you know what a false prophet does? A lie to people, and you start to infect their lives. And that's wrong. So now you got some friends around you that may hear that message. Now they're going to be the rate increases with them, because girl, don't give yourself to a man who ain't your husband. But what about this? Now remember, it says do unto others as you would have them do unto you, right? So what would you tell your son? Would you tell him to give himself to a woman who's not his wife? And then what if she left? So if a brother didn't pay the bill and he took you out to eat, would you stay there? So if she ain't washing dishes, why would I want to marry her? Oh, Lord. And that ain't the only place that she can be at. But what I'm saying is, when you love somebody, you give them what God tells you to give them, not what you want and don't want. Because we start to be persuaded. Remember, the Bible says to be in the world, but not of the world. You started to be of the world when you start letting the world tell you what to do. God never said that, so you got that from the world. Y'all see what I'm talking about?
Yes, indeed.
Tamika said, a bitter woman man, that's who said that, and you're right. But wifely duties, you say wifely duties and wifely things are two different things? They're different?
Wifely duties
okay, I agree with you on that, Ms. Katina. That's absolutely right. Sexually, no, we should refrain from sex. But see, you got to specify. Because, see, if we don't specify stuff, what you do is you leave it open to people who don't understand what you're talking about. And so when they say wifely things, now all of a sudden, because the Bible said, and all thy getting, get an understanding. Now you're leaving it up to babies to interpret wifely things. That means, oh, I shouldn't be washing his clothes. I shouldn't be doing this. I'm going to make him do everything. But didn't that then go against the word of God? Because the Bible says, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. So that wouldn't be it.
That's a privilege.
Y'all see what I'm saying?
That's right.
Yes,
it comes with marriage.
If you want, here's the thing, y'all. Divorce is not an option. Let me make it plain and simple. If you want that man to treat you good, treat him good. If you want that woman to treat you good, treat her good. In other words, don't be having these relationships and you saying, if he in Texas and you in Florida, you telling that man to come see me in Florida. Why are you telling him to come see him knowing you wouldn't go see him? Why do you want him to come? See, in other words, if you can't offer what you ask for, don't be a hypocrite. Don't you, listen, don't tell somebody to take you out to eat if you're not willing to take them out to eat. Don't do that. That's not godly, people. And this is why divorce rates is so high, because the Bible said in the last days men will become lovers of themselves and their money. In other words, people start to want things their way, and they exclude God. But don't you know the Bible says before you take up your cross and follow me, you must first deny yourself? You can't get married in your own will. You got to deny yourself before you get married so that you can see the person who God wants you to marry. Because if you still have your mind wrapped around what marriage should be like, divorce might be the end outcome. You have to deny yourself. When you get married, it has to be so holy to where you start walking on water. That means that's the one God wants me. That's my soulmate. Through thick and thin, rich or poor, sickness or health, for better or worse, I will stay married because God put it together and I'm not touching. How about that, people? Huh?
All right.
Amen.
You see how that go? But we just like the idea of marriage, but we don't understand what marriage is, a union under God. And so what we start to do is we create our own marriage because we are afraid to find out what marriage is in God. Because we just want to tell people we know God, but we really don't want to have a relationship with God. Because we know for a fact, how you doing, Ms. Dominique? We know for a fact if marriage involves us living like God, the correct, let me ask y'all this, okay? What'd you say, Ms. Katina? She said she's catching a flight. Ms. Katina, you know yourself. I know you agree, Ms. Arlene. You know I love you, Ms. Arlene. You know that, right? Y'all, listen to this. Y'all listen to me good now. Okay? In marriage, we have to make sure that God comes first. Would y'all agree?
Yes, sir.
Okay. That's right, Ms. Kathy. Take your vows seriously. But here's the thing. You have to be so submissive to God. People hate the word submission. If you can't submit to God, how can you submit to your husband or your wife? The Bible says, submit ye one to another. Women, it's not just you submit to him. He also should be submitting to you. In other words, you are one. That means he should be catering to you, and you should be catering to him. This is the way the divorce stops. When you put your spouse before you put yourself, that's when no divorce is not an option. As long as you always look out for them first and put yourself behind them, guaranteed the marriage is going to work. I know what you're saying, cuz. Y'all see what you say, Wesley? A man, hey man, Ms. Lumber, okay, Collins, okay? But the man has to do his part and let God guide him to, that's right. Y'all see it? What Ms. Collins say? I missed it. He said something good up there. Wesley talking about it. But y'all see it, right? So as long as you put those first, the marriage is going to work. Y'all got it?
Man. Yes, indeed.
Ms. Tamika said being intimate with your husband shouldn't be a duty. Just saying. Ms. Tamika, we about to get out of this corner. You trying to make us go a whole nother hour. All right, y'all. Look, we going to pray, but make sure y'all have a happy 2018. We're going to be on next Monday doing the same thing. Mr. DJ, that's my DJ. You want to go ahead and pray for us, Mr. DJ?
Sure. Bow your heads, close your eyes, open up your hearts. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you as humble as we know how to say thank you. Thank you for bringing us from a mighty long way thus far along these years, Father. Thank you for introducing us and allowing us to see another year, Father. Help us to stay on the path, Father, and to fight the good fight. Let us manifest in this knowledge that we receive, Father, and at the appointed time, bring us back together to feast on it some more and to go about and tell the world of your goodness. Bless everybody under the sound of my voice, and I pray for everyone's safety. Bring us back together again. I ask these things in your Son Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Y'all have a great night again. Happy New Year. Enjoy yourself, y'all. These are open floor discussions, okay? It's stuff that we learn and grow from. We respect everybody. We love everybody. And, you know, this is what we build together, okay, unifying. Y'all have a great night, and we'll see y'all next Monday. And if you get an opportunity, make sure y'all catch us on Bible study, all right, every Wednesday, right from your home. Just call in. That's all you got to do. It's simple. 225-364-0211 at 8 p.m. Central, okay? And we're going to say go thanks. Y'all have a great night.
Good night.
That's for DJ.
Yeah, they go home.
Good night, John.
Good night.